Is that how people throw down now? They're like, fucking debate me, motherfucker.
Yeah, no. Like, yeah. It's very civil. It's very civil.
It is for very the times. Civil.
It's too civil.
It's too civil.
You ever see, like, those billboards that, like, is like, guys, let's be civil here? Yeah, yeah. It's like, fuck you.
Yeah, no.
No.
We need duels. Everyone gets a pistol with one bullet.
Yep.
Yeah.
10 paces. You go that way, I go that way.
Nah,
you
know sword fight
me,
bro.
I'm gonna start a company that makes gloves that are expressly made so you can like slap people in the face with them.
Would that be a good idea, actually?
Yeah. Yeah.
What would you call these gloves?
Golf gloves.
Why golf gloves? Why?
Because I feel like that's what golf gloves are for already.
I guess, yeah.
Like, that's the real purpose. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like driving gloves. It's mm-hmm. like, you're not using them to drive. You're using them to look cool when you're dressed as speed racer.
Or even like driving scarves. What's the point mm-hmm. of a driving scarf?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you tell me?
It's like, that. You know what that tells me? It tells me that your car is not properly climate controlled.
Yeah.
That's what it tells scarf. Me. You fuck you and your fucking scarf.
I don't know. Is driving scarf, you know, like... Maybe there's something to just like
the aerodynamics of it.
this is the person that
Timaquali's arguing with.
Is that someone's dad? What is that? There's a crack in everything. That's how light gets in.
This motherfucker has 96 followers. Why are you arguing with him? What are you doing? He's bored. He's bored as fuck.
You ever just
make an album, bro?
You can just start arguing with people online and just not give a fuck.
Like, I will say, there are some shit that gets under my skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, like, makes me see red real quick.
What's that?
I don't know. Like, the fucking guy that was, like, upset about my grammar on this fucking tweet.
Yeah. The nerve of that queen.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. No.
Why didn't you reply to him?
Huh? So it was like I just liked his reply,
mm-hmm.
which is... I'm really passive-aggressive.
No. Okay.
I just liked his reply. If you don't follow me on Twitter, which you're missing out, you're fucking up. Yeah, you missed a fire tweet. So I had a good tweet that like got traction or whatever. Is that how you say it? Got traction.
It was good, bro. It was a good tweet. It was a fire tweet. Yeah,
and it got like a few hundred retweets and shit like that.
It did some numbers. He's being humble right now.
Yeah. I'm being real humble. but no, like then somebody like texted or not like commented on it that like my bad grammar almost ruined the joke.
Yeah.
So then I just liked the comment. I didn't respond or anything, and then like. 12 hours later, he was like, he just commented on, he replied to his own comment. No worries.
He's like, oh shit, he knows.
It's still a good joke.
Oh, really? He said that?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
He was like, oh man, I feel bad for this guy. Now.
Yeah. No. No. I didn't respond to him. I just, and then he responded to his own fucking comment.
You put the fear of God in him.
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, and then when he said that, I just said I was not worried.
Is that
and
it?
Then, yeah, because he was like, "No worries," and I was like, "I'm not. I wasn't worried."
Oh, I thought it was going to lead somewhere
and
better.
He's like, still like, you know, 10 minutes of proofread or 10 seconds of proofreading could really help this shit out.
I'm like, dude, go kill yourself. Like,
and then this guy has fucking zero followers, but still, like, it got under my skin a little bit. Like,
maybe it was a Russian bot.
Mm-hmm.
One of those.
Was. Mm-hmm. Sly Fox MD at Ninja Batman 1.
Yeah, so Sly Fox MD at Ninja Batman, whatever
the
fuck
thing.
It is.
This guy, Sly Fox enough to get Ninja Batman 1. He, like, got in onto the ground level of Ninja Batman.
No, Ninja Batman got it originally. He got the one after that.
Yeah, that's, like, close to the beginning, though.
I guess, but he's so unoriginal mm-hmm. that he couldn't even get the original one.
Yeah, joined September 2018. 5 following, 0 followers.
Who's he following?
Ooh, let's see.
I'd be like,
PlayStation.
Oh, okay.
Rockstar Games.
Okay. Oh, he's playing Red Dead right now.
RIAA.
Oh, man, I wish I could play Red Dead.
Supports the creative financial vitality of the American music business. Exactly. That's my thoughts. Chart Data, which is music charts and news in real time. And Tyler, the Creator.
So he likes PlayStation. He's probably 14.
Yeah, or sounds like he's 14. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, like you have that time. It's like, oh, PlayStation, Rockstar Games, Tyler the Creator. Okay, he's edgy. He's trying to be edgy.
All right.
He's like, Mom, I didn't ask for permission before I got on here.
Mom, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to play GTA 5 while I'm listening to Yonkers.
I'm going to kill you in your sleep, bitch. Yeah. Close the fucking door. I don't care if Trevor's coming over. I'll kill him, too.
Yeah. But no, this was like his last tweet. Neither was I, or I was like, I was not worried. And then he said, neither was I, but proofreading is learned before the age of 10 and is very helpful. Food for thought.
Wait, is this is all for me to see? Can I see this? Where's it?
Because
I'm going to talk shit to this
dude.
The
only reason I can see it is because, like, it was, like, in my notifications.
Oh, yeah, mentions, yeah.
One of his comments.
Okay.
Which sucks.
Because he's being a piece of shit.
We can't fucking, yeah.
I'm going to call him a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, and then, he liked his own comment, his own reply.
He has no friends.
I fucking hate you.
He has no
friends. Oh, my God.
I'd be like, yo, why don't you ask Tyler, the Creator, who you're following, if he can if he can like some of your tweets or something like that.
Yeah, maybe I should follow the kid.
Yeah. You know, we say it out loud, Steven.
Yeah, no, actually, yep.
Let me follow this kid.
That sounds like the kind of shit that they don't let you vote after that. Fuck.
Can I tell you guys my new favorite thing?
It's
the way Justin Bieber eats burritos. That
sideways.
Nigga, he's a fucking sociopath.
Yeah,
that nigga is a fucking sociopath.
I just imagine like no one like he's been rich and famous since like he was 15.
Yeah.
So like,
wait, 15? I thought it was younger than that. Like eight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So like. No, like, not even his parents could, like, he, and, like, he's been told, like, he knows everything.
Yeah, yeah,
he's,
yeah.
He's, like, this musical person or whatever.
So Usher.
No
it was,
one's
it was all because of Usher.
To him how to eat a fucking burrito.
It's like no, you know what, Justin, you're doing that. You know what, good job, man. You pay
exactly.
you pay my rent.
Yeah, exactly. When your bills rely on this man's good graces.
This man.
You're not going to tell him how to do Chipotle.
Yeah, you're definitely not going to
do it. Yeah, someone saw him and was just like, oh, that's a very unique way to eat a burrito. That's cool.
That's
and then he had it in his head that's now cool. And he's like, I'm going to eat that burrito.
It is cool.
He's also Canadian. Maybe that's how Canadians eat their burritos.
Hmm.
Maybe
that could
they
be
dive
it.
In sideways.
They could. Maybe
wait, where's
like
all these replies that you're talking about?
You talking about the Stevens tweet?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Sly Fox, dude.
He mentioned it was in his mentions.
Yeah, it was just like
Ray's on a warpath right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
They went after Tim Dillon. Ray took him down then. Ray is the Chris Kyle of
I will take down all
Twitter
these,
comments, bro.
I'll take down all these bullies.
Out of the hundreds of people that he's taken down, none of them were innocent people, apparently.
Yeah, none of them.
Legally,
they had,
according to the Department of Defense,
they had to go.
Everyone that Ray Reyes takes down on Twitter is an enemy combatant.
I am the Punisher. Of Twitter right now.
There
That's
you
what,
go.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Just punishing motherfuckers.
Can you go after Papa John's?
I'm tweeting him right
faggot.
Now.
Be like, yo, Papa John's.
You fucking
you're
fag.
Joe Castle, Nick Castle.
Who's Joe Castle?
Rick Castle.
Who's Rick Castle? Who are these Crassels? Frank Castle.
Frank Castle.
Rick Castle.
Rick Castle. It sounds like an ingredient that you would like. Like, hey, get that bag of Rick Crassel.
Hey, get your ass over here, Rick Crassel.
It sounds like something that goes in a pot.
Yeah, Rick Crassel
on a Sunday.
What if that's like the retarded Punisher? have you heard of him, bro? Rick Crassel. What? No, his name is Rick Crassel. He kills you. How does he kill you? With guns? No, he just pets you aggressively till you die. He can't control his own strength, so he just hugs you. He's like, oh. He works at Publix also.
So these criminals just need a hug.
Yeah, did you want? I'm the hugger.
The skull on his chest is finger painted.
It's like, dude, like that's a pizza. No, it's a skull. It's a skull. You want to get hugged? He's wearing a diaper the whole time.
And really, he's just still at the VA.
Yeah. I just beat somebody.
In long-term inpatient.
Nah, they're like, my family's been murdered. Like, no, he got hit with an IED. He never really recovered. Mm-hmm. I have to kill these people now.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. You know, I'm hungover. I'm going to fuck you. You're getting 40%.
Yeah.
All right.
No, 40%'s great.
I'm rambling.
It's better than zero.
That's true. I'm pissing in the wind
doing
right
better
now,
than I am right now.
I'm about to say Ray's off in his own fucking world.
Dude, Ray found out it was fun to reply to people and be angry on Twitter.
Yeah, it's great.
The same sense.
He's throwing it's tomahawks.
Great. Yeah.
I got to follow Cardi B. I completely forgot.
Oh, bro. Have you seen Cardi B's ASMR?
No. Oh, yeah.
Bro, that video, bro, like the way she touches those fucking microphones, I'm like, oh.
Cardi B is so fine.
Bro, I fucked the shit out of
her. How do you do ASMR sounds? Like,
it's like, it depends on what you're doing. Like my little brother, he does like those mukdangs or whatever, where like he just eats food, but then he'll be like, he'll just smacks aggressively and shit. Yeah, stuff like that, pretty much.
You have to have a pretty decent microphone too. That probably, this one's probably really good for it.
Yeah. Do you like bubble
you
wrap?
Just do like an ASMR podcast? Like Beggars Being Choosers ASMR edition.
Is this picking up? Is this picking up?
None of these noises are being made with their mouths. Just to let you guys know.
No, actually, we're fucking.
Got that wet.
Hey, your mic's on, right?
Okay. Is it picking up?
Yeah, it is.
Why can't I find Cardi B?
I don't know, man. Maybe she blocked you.
Yeah, she probably did.
She's don't tell me that.
Applying to Tim Dillon people?
Yeah, he's going for me next.
Creep.
Yeah, he's a creep.
Hey, man, I got Tim Dillon's back, even though he doesn't know who I am.
Yeah. You guys ever have anybody block you?
No.
On what? Facebook? Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
I blocked my real dad. Mm-hmm. Well, I should say I blocked him. He blocked me on my birthday last year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Never
nice
met him.
Birthday present.
Well, like I never met him, but he had friended me like the year prior to. And so for like a year prior, like a whole year, he never said anything to me. Mm-hmm. And then like on my 20th birthday last year, he was like, "Happy birthday." And I was drunk and I got pissed. There's a little bit of cocaine in my system also. Mm-hmm. And so like, I just roasted him for like a few comments like back and forth, and he was like,
"But like if it's a like a person like that really you haven't met,
yeah,
then it's just like a stranger being mean to you,
basically.
It's not funny,
basically, but like I enjoyed myself, you know.
I'm sure it was fun on your end.
Yeah. Well, because like at a certain point he was kind of like he was like oh, watch your mouth, and I'm like, you're grounded. Go to your room.
Oh wait, you weren't around to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And then like we were talking shit back and forth, and then the comments just kind of stopped. And then I found out, he had blocked me, and I'm like, all right, happy birthday to me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I won.
That's like one less like Christmas card to send out.
Never got one in general.
Yeah.
Who sends out Christmas cards any fucking way?
White people.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Case closed.
Yeah, we got them, boys.
What are some other Yakubian traditions? Do y'all really Well, first off, break out, because we're talking about mayonnaise before we even started this
shit. Yeah,
okay. So let's get into this.
So mayonnaise is like...
Egg yolks?
It's eggs, yeah.
It's egg yolks or egg whites?
It's like preserved eggs and vinegar or whatever.
Really?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. That's how you make mayo. Really? You didn't know mayo was eggs?
No.
Yeah.
I was like just thought it was just processed garbage.
Yeah, no,
it's the good part of the combo.
Yeah,
it's basically like pickled egg cream
kind
of thing. Yeah,
is that why it tastes so terrible?
Shut the fuck up.
It's not. It's only good for potato salad. But go on with the mayonnaise talk.
But like, I don't know.
I like mayonnaise on certain things.
Yeah, like,
I can't
do it. But it's like
sandwich spread,
especially in like tuna? A lot of like
mayonnaise and tuna.
Nah,
there's like a lot of sauces that it's like a big deal in like
aioli.
Yeah, aioli, that's mayo. If you go to, like
Subway.
A Japanese steakhouse or something, the white sauce is mayo.
Okay, I do like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah, but that's mayo.
Okay.
Like, if you go to, like, a sushi place, the spicy sauce, that's mayo.
You ever had Terry Ho's Yum Yum sauce?
No, maybe, but, like,
yeah,
it's, like, the
I know
white
what you're
sauce
talking about.
Like
is it? Then they have it at, like, Kobe's?
Pretty much they have it at Kobe's and shit, but you can buy it at Publix and Walmart
mayo,
and shit.
Yeah, but it's just got, like, extra spice in it. Yeah. No, mayo, it's all around you.
No, I don't like that. I don't like how you looked at me when you said like that either. Yeah. It's all around.
You can find it, actually, if you take out a black light and turn it on.
That's mayonnaise.
Yeah, I got some on my cheek there. Oh, that's extra mayonnaise. I don't remember getting that there.
It's a little tangy.
Smells like bleach. I don't know why. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Don't leave the mayonnaise out too long. It gets all crusty.
That's true.
You ever seen mayonnaise that has like been out too long?
Huh?
You ever seen mayonnaise that has been out too long?
Yeah.
No.
Gets all yellow and like it's gross. Yeah. It gets real gross.
It's on your sock and shit.
Yeah.
Nasty. In your underwear.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Oh, fuck, man.
So, like, what is actually good about mayonnaise, besides it being, like, a sandwich? This is going to be the best podcast ever.
It's like salt and fat together.
Okay, yeah.
With, like, some acid. So, it's just, like, it, like, brings out flavor in other things.
And what, though?
Like, you put a little bit of it on a burger, and then it, like, makes the burger pop.
The burger's already...
The mayonnaise?
Yeah. Like, it's, like, good as, like, an additive in food.
I like mayonnaise as, like... Like to keep it from being dry.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of that. I put mustard on it. Put mustard on a sandwich. You're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mustard. Yeah, I fuck with mustard on burgers too.
Do people put ketchup on sandwiches still?
Depends on the sandwich.
Like a ham sandwich, you put ketchup.
I put ketchup on a ham sandwich. Yeah. Fucking monster.
Like you're 5 years old.
Like, just like a YouTube channel of like ketchup on the wrong things.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be a good idea actually.
Just
order
sushi and just like gets ketchup on. Yeah.
They don't even shake it. It's got like a little bit of water on it when it first comes out.
And it's just like dripping before like the ketchup itself comes out.
I hate that shit.
I'm gonna like bottle up just that liquid and sell it. See if I can sell
it. The ketchup juice.
The ketchup juice.
Dude, you're gonna be a fucking. That's
gonna be rich as fuck.
Bro. Hey, there you go, Shark Tank.
We found, you know, the worst part of ketchup, other than the ketchup itself.
Yeah.
We put it all in a bottle,
and we sell it at a markup of 8,000%.
You know, like some hipster idiot is gonna be like, "Oh, dude, ketchup juice? Why did I think of that? Oh, like dude, it'll be a whole fucking restaurant."
The biscuit shark. Yeah. they're like gagging as they're bidding, like $300,000.
This bottle of ketchup juices?
It's such a good idea.
I brought food that you can like dip it in.
Here's a bowl of cereal.
Fruit Loops with the ketchup juice.
Here's bagel and cream cheese.
Here's a bowl of cold rice. Last year's I-9 toenail clippings.
This is vegan lasagna.
Crowd favorite meatloaf. You put the ketchup water on the meatloaf. Yeah. You don't even need real ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
Yeah. Exactly.
Carton of olives.
Yeah, carton of olives.
Why is it in a carton? Don't ask questions. Yeah. Carton of olives.
I found this Klondike bar wrapper on the side of the road on the way over here. Bony appetite. Eat this. Eat it up.
One of these bottles of ketchup juice, easily sell it for $30,000.
Now, watch like Mark Cuban just be like, okay, you know what? Just like a light goes off and it's like yeah, I could probably
see it's like if you're already manufacturing ketchup and then you want people to hate you more
you sell the ketchup juice
and then just like have the branding like it's just a red bottle
it's just a
ketchup juice like underneath it so like people get
like size 2 font
and they're like where's the fucking ketchup. It's like some kid with like chicken tenders and they're all excited about dinner. It's like
just soggy.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh my god. Bro, imagine
is just traumatized.
Imagine like how many like parents get into arguments about that shit just because of that. Like fucking ketchup juice. You cause like divorces to happen and shit.
Why the fuck did you think it was a good idea to buy the ketchup?
It said ketchup.
I didn't know. It said ketchup. It was big. It was red.
You're a stupid bitch, Marsha. I fucking hate you.
Destroying family.
Told me to hurry up on the way home and get my fucking my huge ass into gear.
That's right. That's right. Where's the ketchup, though? That's it. Nothing.
I'm gonna totally make this happen.
Yeah, you actually monster. Can. You can.
Yeah.
Ketchup juice.
Yeah, it's actually it's a good idea.
Instead of telling you, it's like the real thing is like this will cause a lot of divorces. So what we're saying is invest in family law.
Now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go. There you go. Or make it kind
we
of
sell
like
ketchup juice. And also loaves of bread that are all the ends of the bread.
Yeah, exactly.
This ketchup juice comes with a prenup. Oh, yeah, just the bread buns. Yes.
Yo, how pissed off would you be if like you were thirsty as fuck and then someone gave you like a water bottle, but it was like hot dog water?
Oh,
or like ketchup water?
Dude, throw up. Like, like, oh my god!
Would you fight that person?
You know what would be even worse if like you were so thirsty,
mm-hmm.
like you just like run a 5K or something. You're like so thirsty that you like knew it was bad, but your body was still like, nope, we need this.
We need this ketchup water.
Yeah,
this ketchup
like,
juice.
Oh, fuck! And then you're like disgusted with yourself.
Nah. You ever had like what is it? Like? It was like during like the whole bacon craze or whatever a couple years ago. They had like bacon soda. Bacon, not baking, bacon soda, bacon flavored soda.
I never tried that.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's not good.
Burger King had like a bacon sundae.
Ew.
Yeah, that was real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that was like some bullshit. I remember seeing pictures of it, but I never actually like tried it.
It was like bacon, like little bacon bits.
Right? Yeah.
Like caramel. And like,
ew.
And like, yeah, no, it was disgusting.
It kind of sounds good. You only tried it four times.
You know, just to be sure.
I'm about to say, like, it kind of sounds kind of good. I don't know, like the whole salty sweet bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you ever got like, you ever been eating like pancakes and got like your syrup on the bacon?
Yeah, that shit tastes good.
This tastes pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, pancakes are pretty okay.
I fuck with flapjacks.
I'm team waffles, but.
I mean, it's like the little.
If like pancakes are served to me, I'm like not gonna complain, you know.
I like them both.
I'm very, mm-hmm. very much on the pancake side.
Yeah,
like them fluffy.
I think waffle like does a better job of like soaking in the syrup.
Cause like it's like little pockets of it.
Yeah, little pockets of syrup.
Like, you just like spread that butter on the hot waffle like, right when you get it.
Oh, I want to go to Waffle House right now, actually, bro.
Dude, Waffle House is so fucking good.
Oh, I love Waffle House.
And they do like that country ham, where they like put it on the grill. They just have like the iron that they put
Yeah. I never had the country ham. Have you ever had the chili at Waffle House?
I haven't had their chili. Is it good?
It tastes like how you think it probably would.
I had the steak at Waffle House.
I haven't tried it.
The steak's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I fuck with the steak. Yeah. I've only had it once. I was feeling myself that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I went to the worst place like a couple weeks ago. My brother was in town for like a soccer tournament.
Yeah. it was the game.
It
was a soccer game. That was the worst place you went to.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah,
but it was like the soccer tournament, and
am I picking up?
Soccer tournament.
Soccer tournament. Boom,
boom, boom, boom. Yeah, I'm good.
Soccer.
All right. Anyway, but I was at like the soccer tournament, and like the whole team went to this place called Ponderosa.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
That was so depressing.
Wait, what was it? The one on I Drive?
Like, it was in the one in Kissimmee, across from Fun Spot.
Oh, wait. Oh, Old Townish?
Like what was it? Alligator Lake Shore? No, Orland Bronson.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Orland
Bronson. Yeah. Like 1792 or whatever.
Like over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was the steak was bad. It was like I ordered like.
How do you fuck up steak though?
It's
not really that hard to fuck up.
Yeah, you don't even have to cook it. You can just eat it raw.
Way overcooked, not at all marinated, not at all seasoned. Just like they put it on a grill until it was like charred and brown, and they just handed it to you.
Jesus Christ!
I feel like
I would fucking burn that place down.
It was just really fucking dry. They had like they served it to you and they're like, here's the A1 sauce, and you're like, that's fine, and they're like, no, this is A1 sauce, put it on.
No,
there.
You need it right now.
It's like you're gonna need it. Like, yeah. You put the A1 sauce and the steak just like soaks it up. It like knows it needs it. You know? And then it has like a buffet.
Yeah.
But,
like, I'm about to say, yeah, Ponderosa, they have buffets.
Yeah, but like it was like. The worst buffet. Like, they make their money on, like, advertising buffet.
Yeah.
Having food that you'd never want to eat.
Nah.
Like, they're like, here's pizza. But it was, like, microwaved, like, Michelinas or whatever.
Dude, no. Probably Tony's, if anything.
Yeah, like, something like that. Yeah,
with the little, like, square pepperonis on them?
No, it was round pepperonis. So what? They, like, upgraded to round.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was just, like, ugh.
Not Red,
like,
Baron.
Yeah, it was, like, the bread was, like, spongy. Like, I could see, like, it looked like I like, if you were like, this is a kitchen type of kitchen sponge,
yeah,
I would have believed you.
And they put tomato sauce on it and fucking mozzarella.
Like, yeah. And then they had like a pot roast thing.
Yeah.
It's just like, you could tell like it was like 2 weeks old. And it was like, they roasted it in a pot once. And
yeah.
It's just still there.
Yeah. Like, no one's eating this shit.
Yeah,
we're trying to get rid of it.
And they had like an ice cream machine, but like,
you don't want that. You don't want that.
All the ice cream, like,
no, you don't.
It was just like kept dripping, and there was just like this mound of like just half melted ice cream underneath the dispenser.
Yeah, you don't. It
sounds
want
like a shittier version of Golden Corral.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah.
It was like Rusty Corral.
Rusty Corral.
It was.
I fuck with Golden Corral. I love Golden Corral so much.
There's
one down the street from my house.
I like anytime I go there, like.
I go to Golden Corral on 4th of July.
I'm always, like,
it's a good move.
It's the most American shit you can do.
Yeah.
I'm still surprised at, like, how bad it is.
What do you mean? No, Golden
like,
Corral is shit.
It's pretty bad.
Hmm?
It's bad, but.
No, it's
like,
not. No,
you
stop
have to go
that.
In. You have to go in, like,
depressing.
Taco Bell. Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know it's bad, but, I mean, it's fucking delicious.
It's just, it's so gross.
No, dude, stop. No. I've had
like
many.
That fucking, like, chocolate fountain.
Well, you don't
like
eat from
the
there.
Put like their hand in it.
Yeah, well, you don't eat from the chocolate probably.
Fingers, and then put their hand back in it, and then lick their fingers again.
Yeah.
No, I can't. Do
no,
that.
What you do is you put your dick in the chocolate fountain.
Yeah. While the kid's there,
while the kid's
hand out anyway.
when the kid puts his hand in it, you just grab your dick.
Yeah.
You
oh.
have
ah secret marshmallow.
Yeah.
You
licks his hand, puts it back on his
dick. You haven't had a like complete childhood if you didn't stick your hand in the chocolate fountain at Golden Corral and accidentally touch a grown man's dick.
Yeah, some convict that just got out.
Yeah.
See, it was like all the people that voted for
pay
Roy
$10 for this.
It's
just
a lesson.
Like, that ain't nothing. One time I went to Golden Corral, I grabbed a man's dick. It was just.
It is a It is a life lesson. That things are just too good to be true.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I think that's what makes New Yorkers and Californian snowflakes is they don't have Golden Corral.
They don't have Golden Corral.
Do they really not?
In no, like, I'm sure they do.
I mean, maybe not New York.
I think
can't
New York,
see New York having
New
Golden
York
Corral.
Might have Golden Corral. Dude.
Well, I guess population-wise,
like,
they probably will have to have one.
I am sure that there are Golden Corrals on Long Island.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Let's put in the Billy Joel and drive 20 minutes over the parkway.
Like, are you drunk? No, okay.
Everybody in the
I'm
car.
Driving. Yeah, you're getting the fucking car. We're driving now.
Look,
we're going
know.
In the Golden Corral. Get in the car.
Ooh, we're going to Golden Corral, mommy. Yay.
No, if everybody's well behaved, I'm going to take them to SpongeBob the Musical next week.
Oh my God, mom got her income tax. Yay.
Dude, that's a real thing. SpongeBob the Musical.
I'm so
not
bad.
Surprised.
Yeah, oh my God.
It was literally I watched a little bit of it, like like a YouTube clip of it, and it was just like the most annoying fucking thing.
Is it at Universal?
Personified. No.
Where is it at?
It's in New York. It's on Broadway.
It's on Broadway.
Oh, it's an actual
it's
like
a Broadway play.
Oh shit. Wait, how did you even make
cuz like SpongeBob is an annoying character, but like
yeah,
he's
like, how
not
you?
Like it's like kind of watered down because it's a cartoon,
right?
But like, imagine SpongeBob was a living person in front of you.
Oh, you'd have to kill him.
You'd have to murder him.
He would have like no friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except for Patrick, I guess.
Yeah.
So like, how do you even like? Is there singing? I guess.
I mean, it's a Broadway thing, so there has to be.
I mean, like, what?
I think it's required.
Besides, okay, well, fuck you. But, like, I didn't know that. Like, well, I don't know. I guess, like, what songs could they even, I guess, like, the fun song?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's honestly it.
They probably make I'm Ready into a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's a couple songs. Yeah. There's, like, the fun song. There's, like, the Best Day Ever.
I don't know what that
is. It was the best day ever.
Yeah.
No.
Gotta get on your SpongeBob,
yeah.
Bro.
Nah.
Yeah, come on, man.
I'm a casual.
Did they have the conch shell that you, like, they listen to? Never mind.
The conch.
I worked
at
the SpongeBob store once, and they had, like, a whole CD worth of SpongeBob songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Nah, I don't believe that.
He's dropping mixtapes, bro.
Well, that's the thing is, like, the creator of SpongeBob, Steven Hillenburg, he has ALS now. Like Lou Gehrig's disease.
That's what he gets for fucking picking
like,
an autistic
family
ass
is, like, just cashing in.
Well, yeah. Well, like
yeah.
SpongeBob, it's been on for, what, like 20 fucking years now?
Yeah, like since like, the 90s.
Yeah, so he's doing good.
Yeah.
He ain't losing.
Fine. Yeah. I mean, he's
what
like
is Lou Gehrig's disease?
It's where, like, it's the Stephen Hawking thing.
Oh, it's
where,
just
like,
kind
you
of
just,
like
lose control of your body.
I thought it makes you, like, super smart and, like, really into, like, black holes and shit.
No.
Lou Gehrig's disease?
No, he was already super smart, and then he just, like, was like he had ALS after he was super smart.
That's not what I thought it was. I thought it was like, oh, I got this disease. Now I care about wormholes.
No, he
time travel.
Cared about wormholes.
Okay.
Yeah, he was like working on his PhD when he like started having symptoms and he was diagnosed. And then he like stopped working on his PhD because like the life expectancy of someone with ALS is very short.
Right.
It's like maybe 2-3 years at most.
Okay.
So he was like, I'm not going to finish the PhD by the time I die. So then he quit. And then, like, after 2 or 3 years, he wasn't dead yet.
Yeah.
So he was like, I guess I'll just finish the PhD now.
I got this nice-ass wheelchair. I'm going to go ahead and finish this
exactly.
shit.
Exactly, yeah.
How do you even, like, because he can't write shit. Mm-hmm. So how do you even, like, get to the point where he's like, I guess, like, how do you finish the PhD without being able to move?
He still has, like, some control over his, like face movements.
Well, not anymore because he's dead, but, like.
Yeah, or, yeah, he still had control over, like, a lot of his face movements.
Mm-hmm.
So, like. They developed this, like, because, like, the system where you could talk.
Yeah, the robot
shit.
So you
can use that same thing to type.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Talk, and then, like, use a computer and shit. Yeah, and then, like, he had, like, people translating and helping him out and all that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just all through blinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, blinking and, like, twitching the mouth and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really know how it works.
Imagine getting your asshole eaten out by Stephen Hawking. Mm. Like, in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Can he move his mouth?
That would be a lot.
Huh?
Could he move his mouth?
Not really.
Wasn't he a pussy hound?
Hmm? Wasn't he hound? Like cheated on like every wife he had.
That nigga right
like,
there.
Because like he could, he was like still able to like use his dick.
Yeah, there you go.
So
there you go. Yeah. Like he puts his dick in a wormhole. Like the wormhole just goes to his next wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I get pussy.
He,
yeah.
That's how he did it.
Is know? That consent? If you put your dick in a wormhole and it ends up in some chick.
I don't think it's consent.
Okay. I think he's raping women with wormholes.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
That's future talk right there, guys.
Mm-hmm. I'll show you this coronal mass ejection.
Yeah. You wanna see? You ever seen the movie or the TV show Sliders?
Mm, yeah. Yeah. Getting into that pussy.
There you go. Yeah.
All right.
Bam.
With John Rhys-Davies
up top.
From famous from what was it? He was in Indiana Jones and.
Shrek.
John Rhys-Davies.
Yeah, Indiana Jones and Shrek.
And, no, he was in Lord
the
of the Rings.
Who the fuck was he in Lord of the Rings?
He was Gimli, the dwarf.
That was him?
Yeah, John Rhys-Davies.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ah. I mean, like, if I saw him in the street, I wouldn't even fucking know who the fuck he was. I'd be
like,
oh.
Exactly. Like,
yeah.
You couldn't, like, see who he was underneath all the makeup.
Yeah.
And the shortness.
So. Yeah. Well,
for
you
real,
know,
though, fuck Sony for selling us, like, the classic PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck.
Yeah, is
fuck
that
them.
The only way I'm going to be able to play Metal Gear Solid?
Oh, no. With the emulator shit they made? Or, like, with
oh,
the...
No, they're making, like, a... Yeah, like a...
No,
yeah,
you can
yeah,
download
yeah.
it on the PlayStation Store.
Really? Metal Gear Solid 1?
I think so.
Oh, probably, fuck yeah. Because
like, there's a bunch of them that you... Because
I
have Final Fantasy
like,
7 on mine.
I think I might play that before I keep playing this one.
Really?
Just to
I mean,
get, like, used to, like... There are so many cutscenes.
Well,
bro,
it's Kojima, bro.
Like,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude.
I just thought, like, I just
they're
seen,
good,
like, the
though.
Only stuff I had seen of it was, like, gameplay.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, no,
and I was
no.
like, this is cool gameplay. I can, like, throw chicken suits at shit.
No, yeah.
But then,
yeah.
like, there was, like, 2 hours of cutscene before
Kojima's
I
like,
got
hey.
To, like...
Do you like this game?
Anything, huh?
I have a story with this game also.
There's
yeah.
like, there's the cutscenes are real good though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would if the best thing I would say is just watch a recap of the series on YouTube.
Okay. So yeah, I tried, but it's so goddamn confusing.
It is very confusing.
There's like 15 people that are all clones of each other.
I mean, they're all like one guy they're all that's snakes,
not
baby.
A clone, but like,
well, the guy that you're
like
playing in Metal
reconstruction to look like the guy.
That's Big
like,
Boss.
What the fuck?
Yeah. The guy that you're playing in Metal Gear, this snake, the one that in
it's always Big Boss.
That's Big Boss. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the main. That's like the main dude that they cloned everyone off of.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then like the like all the clones like they. Like they look exactly like the Big Boss. Yeah.
No,
so
just
know.
Solid Snake does.
Oh, okay, never
Solid
mind.
Solid Snake is the only one that looks like Big Boss.
Oh, okay,
because there's Solid Snake, Liquid Snake,
Solidus.
And then Solidus Snake.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Okay, and then there was like two games that only came out in Japan, right? Like that didn't come out here, and it there was like 2D top down or some shit. It looked like
maybe.
Pokemon.
There was one of those
like
well,
back in like the 90s.
Yeah, that's the original Metal Gear series before it became Metal Gear Solid.
All right.
So in between what you're playing now and the first Metal Gear Solid is you play a Solid Snake taking down Big Boss because this one is basically Big Boss's transition to become evil.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's why he starts getting the horns and shit like that is because he's like starting to become like a monster.
Mm, okay.
I like that nigga with the sword. What's his name?
I
almost said Kurama, but that's not
which
right.
Which one?
He's in fucking he has like
Gray
like,
Fox.
No, not Gray Fox. Or no, he has like the like the short gray hair or whatever.
Raiden.
There you go.
Yeah Raiden's
yeah.
cool.
Mm-hmm. I like him. He's cool as shit.
And two, he wasn't that cool. Two, it just pissed me off because I was like, I want to play a Solid Snake, and then you only play for a Solid Snake for the first like 10 minutes of the fucking game.
Yeah.
And then you play as Raiden the rest of the time.
Raiden's cool as fuck, bro. He was a good character to play on PlayStation All Stars.
Yeah.
The best game.
Dude, what fucking happened in that game? That game was so cool.
It was trash, but, like, it was good. It was fun to play with if you had, like, friends over and shit, get
well,
fucked up.
Yeah, it was just basically Smash Brothers.
Yeah, it was Smash what Brothers, is, but, like, it's a PlayStation All-Stars. It was, like, the PS3 version.
For PlayStation?
Yeah, and it had, like different, like, PlayStation characters on there. Like, they had Nathan Drake on there. They had Jack and Daxter, Kratos, who was, like, the most broken character easily. And yeah, like, a bunch of like different characters on there and shit. Right. Yeah.
No, I like Smash Brothers though. It's like, why even compete? It's so.
Yeah. Cool. Nah. I don't. Nah. Like I'm okay at Smash Bros.
Download Brawlhalla. Brawlhalla is really fun.
Brawlhalla.
What's Brawlhalla?
Yeah. It's like Smash Brothers.
Oh, okay. I
it's
don't
like same gameplay.
Games though. Like, I don't like fighting games, but I'll still have fun playing Smash Brothers.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Who do you play? Like, wait. Can I guess your main?
Who?
Right. I want to guess your main. All right. I'm trying to think. All right, so Steven. All right, what's the most recent Smash you've played, first off?
Whatever one for the Wii it was.
So okay, the last Smash.
It's probably Brawl.
No, you think Brawl?
Yeah, I don't know. Brawl. I never owned it. It was always like at like other people's places. And
okay.
Stuff.
Let me guess. I peg you as a Samus.
Nah.
Really?
That N64, yeah.
Okay.
Like Samus was awesome in N64.
Samus was too
like,
slow for me.
After N64, like there was like the GameCube and Wii. I played mostly as like Marth, I think.
Okay, I can
I
see.
I have no idea what
I can
game
see.
It was.
He's from Fire Emblem. From.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah,
yeah. I never
just,
played Fire Emblem
it was, like,
either.
Easy because it was like
he's quick as shit.
Really
Who?
Yeah, fast and then like really basic moves.
Yeah.
Like it's like
well,
I
mean like all the moves
you
are
swing the sword at people.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, who?
Marth.
Oh yeah, I was pretty good with Marth.
Who'd you main?
For the newest Cloud.
Cloud's the shit.
Easily.
Cloud is the shit, dude. I had him on the. I played on the DS or whatever.
Yeah.
He's the shit, bro.
Yeah, he's a fucking badass.
Those limit breakers. What?
Limit breakers are raw.
I always wanted to like learn how to do Mr. Game and Watch really well.
Yeah, nah.
It just seemed like really tough.
I had one from my friend Pedro. He would play his Game & Watch all the time. That nigga, he was hard to beat.
Yeah, like it's like it looks
you got
like
you got to really time your
like,
shit.
When you know how to do it,
yeah.
it looks impossible to beat.
Oh
but
yeah.
Like when you don't know how to do it, it looks impossible to play.
It's I don't know the way he plays. It's like I don't know, but he does a lot of like baiting with the way he kind of plays with Game & Watch and shit. Because he's not really strong unless you hit like that his up smash, which is like that random like the RNG shit.
Yeah.
But other than that, like. I don't know.
Bayonetta's fucking hard to fight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't she like the most recent one they added on?
Yeah. She's hard as fuck.
You ever heard of Project M? It was like the
It was a version of Smash where they just had like just different characters like, you know, come in. Like they had Goku and Broly Blee's characters or whatever. But they were like reskins of
them. Like Mugen? Something like that?
What do you mean Mugen?
I know Mugen was a game where it's like a 2D fighting game, but it was like every character.
Oh, no. This was Smash Bros, but it was they used the GameCube version. I guess that's like the best version or whatever. And they just had just like any character that if you can model it after another character in the game, you can just play as it basically.
Really?
Yeah. It's really cool.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah. Like they had they had Broly based off of Ganondorf.
Anyway, there was this game. It was like a fan made game. It was called Mugen. And it was basically like Marvel vs. Capcom 2 style game.
Yeah.
But like any fucking character you can think of, you can find and download it. So you had like tons of different Dragon Ball Z characters, just like all these different characters. At some point, you can get celebrities too as well.
Yeah, you can have Stephen Hawking fight Obama.
I'm pretty sure.
Wait, so Mugen is a freeware 2D fighting game engine designed by Elecbyte. Content is created by the community, and thousands of fighters, both original and from popular fiction, have been created.
Yeah.
Written in C and originally used the Allegro library. All right, cool. latest versions of the engine now use the SDL library. I don't know what that means.
Suck dick light.
Mm.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Swish. Nailed it.
Swish. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, fuck.
Dude, my fucking knees hurt so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I usually like I
what
hop.
What happened to your knees? I
fucking. Oh no, you're good. No, I got drunk and I ended up slap boxing my friend AJ.
That'll do it.
All right, nah, what was that? No, but then we ended up wrestling on my friend Vinny's kitchen floor, which is why I had like fucking scrapes on my knees and shit.
Here's Mugen Obama versus SpongeBob SquarePants and Patrick Starr.
Nice.
Shit.
That's pretty good.
There was like, you remember when Adult Swim had like the computer games on their website?
No.
So, like, there was, like, the one that was, like, kill yourself in 5 minutes or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and, like, unicorn. Yeah. I remember that shit.
And there was, like, but there was one that was, like, the Bible characters fighting.
No.
It was, like, a fighting game with Bible characters.
Nah, what?
Yeah. That sounds cool. I think I know what you're talking about.
I never heard of that.
And, like, the boss was, like, so, like, at one point, like, you had to play Jesus, or, like, you had to play against Jesus.
Yeah.
And at that point, you had to, like, fight God.
Wait, who was God? Like, how did they characterize God?
I think it was like Master Hand kind of thing. It was like a big cloud in the sky and just like
shooting lightning at you.
Yeah, but I don't remember. So
did you ever see?
It might have been like the Michelangelo looking God, where it was like just like the old,
really
the
jacked.
Beard. Yeah. Guy.
You ever seen? Speaking of God, there was a. You ever heard the game Echo the Dolphin? It came out for Sega.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had made a mod of Echo the Dolphins. I guess it got re-released maybe like, let's say, a decade ago on PC. And he made his own version of it called Echo the Reluctant Dolphin. And basically, it's Echo just running around like a water park raping people. Like you see his big ass dick, and it's like if he catches you, like you're fully clothed. But if he catches you, you become naked. He's big ass dick, and he starts raping people. And then Jesus comes down. Jesus literally comes down, and like they start pissing at each other. Like you see just like them moving around, like pissing literally at each other and shit. I'll send you the video.
That sounds like the kind of thing like in the 50s that person would have been put in prison for.
Oh yeah. Like, the Kennedy assassination would have been put on that person. Yeah. He's the fall guy. Yeah, no, Echo the Reluctant Dolphin. Like that game was fucking demonic.
Echo the Reluctant Dolphin.
Yeah.
See this shit.
Yeah.
I remember like the original Echo the Dolphin game was like fucking creepy. And shit, because there was like a thing where like, if you like, there was like some kind of like sea monster in it or something.
Yeah,
sea monster.
I remember you had to like fight off like fish with like echolocation and shit, like as if that actually works. But then again, I don't know how dolphins fight.
I don't know. I think they eat shit.
They bite the fuck out of things.
Echo the Reluctant Dolphin. Half of me was thinking that like you had made it up.
No, I wish I was. I wish I actually fucking created it. But
I'm watching a video of it right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
for all the listeners, look up Echo the Reluctant Dolphin.
Echo the Reluctant Dolphin.
It is NSFW.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're at work, don't do it.
Oh, Javaris Temple just sent me the link.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Okay, so you can jump out.
Yeah, and start raping everyone.
Okay, well, I just saw it. Like, he jumped out. No, he's like rolling or something. Oh, nope, he's fucking. I told you. Oh! Oh, my God.
He rapes the shit out of people, bro.
Holy Holy shit. Oh, and then Jesus is coming down.
I need to watch this video.
Jesus Christ.
This is
wild. And then you have to fight Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so awesome.
You got to pee on him.
Oh, you play as Echo.
Yeah, you play as Echo. Yeah, you're the dolphin.
Oh my God. The graphics are actually really good.
Yeah,
for,
it came out maybe like I think like 2011, 2010.
Like, like a really good Jerry's mod.
What's a Jerry's mod?
It was you know in Half-Life 2?
I know of it, but I never actually played it.
So it was like a mod of Half-Life 2,
mm-hmm.
where you just like spawn all the items in the game and all like the scenery elements. And
stuff.
At will.
That's
and
cool.
Like, and it was like, because it was everything was like in the Source engine, which is a physics based engine.
Right, right, right.
So like all the objects have like their own physics laws and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like anything can interact with other stuff. So
is he like a half cyborg Jesus?
Characters and all that.
Say again?
And like, you can just like spawn ragdolls of characters and like animate shit. Like,
oh, that's cool. Yeah.
It was like maybe like mid 2000s, like really bad animation shit.
Could you like build your own game around that then?
Oh, like some people have,
yeah.
But like, it's not. I don't know. It's like, eh.
Yeah.
It's just like fun to like play around in, but it's not like, I don't know, because like everything is like it's all like it, like the basis of it is all like Half-Life 2 like objects.
Yeah.
So like it all kind of has the same aesthetic to it.
Okay. I never got into like Half-Life.
Half-Life 2 is really good, but there's like parts of it where it's like that game is like 15 years old now. So
wait, Half-Life 2 or just Half-Life in general?
Half-Life 2.
Oh, shit.
Half-Life in general is, like, 20.
No shit.
So, but, like, it's, like, 15 years old, so, like, there's a lot of elements in it of, like, stuff where, like, at the time it was really cool, but now you're kind of, like, this has been done a lot.
Yeah, well,
like,
I mean,
the looking through the sight of a gun versus, like, off to the side, and there's, like, a lot of guns you can't do that, and then there's stuff where, like, there's a lot of parts of the game that are, like, go on for too long. And, like, stuff where, like, there's certain areas of the game where it's, like, tough to figure out what to do next.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can get stuck really easy and all that.
Didn't, like, Gabe Newell make that game?
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Just breathing heavily somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard him on a podcast once, and he was
like,
just like...
It was, like, they made...
Is prostitution legal in China?
I
don't see why not.
It depends.
It's probably frowned upon.
Yeah.
I heard it's legal in Japan to a degree.
It's illegal?
It's legal.
I'm about to say.
I know it's legal in Australia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's very legal in Australia.
Yeah.
It's a weird, like, you can't, it's vaginal sex for money is what's illegal in Japan.
So you can't get a blowjob.
But you can get a blowjob and you can, like, fuck a girl in the ass. Yeah.
All right.
Or a guy, whatever.
Well, I mean,
it's going to be pixelated, right?
Yeah, well, it has to be. Yeah,
well, yeah.
Exactly.
I was watching that. It was Hitomi Tanaka. She was being interviewed by Asa Akira on Pornhub. This is like 2 weeks ago. And she was talking about why they pixelate the dicks in Japan versus like everything else. And I guess it's just they don't. I guess it goes way back to like the tentacle shit or whatever. Yeah, I forgot the actual reason, but it goes back to that. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Didn't even jack off to it. So, because, like, Canada has said that, like, smoking weed, or, like, weed is legal in Canada now.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and they ran out of weed, man.
Yeah, they did. They're still running out. Like, it's like, we didn't know that people liked this.
Yeah, because it's good.
They're running out of weed?
Yeah,
they are running out of weed. Like, 3 or 4
That's
days,
crazy.
They just ran out of weed.
Yeah.
Anyway,
like, I mean, that could be America.
But like in response to it, like Japan has said that like they expect citizens of Japan to abide by Japanese laws when they're abroad. So like Japanese citizens are not allowed to go to Canada and smoke weed.
they can't do that.
You thought, bitch.
But like in some Asian countries, like if they drug test you and you test positive for drugs,
they kill your whole family.
They consider that possession of that drug.
That's stupid.
Ow.
Exactly.
Because it's in your blood.
Like, I feel bad for Japanese people right now.
Yeah, right?
I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't feel bad for them niggas. They got Gundams. I
mean, they have on-time trains.
They do have on-time trains.
Do you know how big of a deal that is? Do you know how big of a deal it is to have good...
Let's be honest, though. Like,
it's just you, Steven. I can see you just being on, like... like one of like their maglev trains and just never leaving it. Just
yeah, it just said 12:15 and we got there at 12:15.
You're just coming the whole time. Like,
just look at like the schedule boards and it's like in yellow if the train hasn't arrived and it's just all turning green.
Yeah, you're like
yes, you got like board. A yellow raincoat on.
I do want to ride that fucking bullet train though. That shit looks cool as shit.
Yeah,
is that maglev also?
I've heard it's cool. Charlie rode it when he was over there.
Oh yeah,
I feel
yeah,
like I feel like it cool.
No, it's not maglev.
The Japanese maglev, did smoke weed. They take over the world.
Dude, we'd be fucked.
We'd be fucked. The creative mind of like the Japanese,
but they also like they know better than just to like try anything with America because they got fucked up twice.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's why all the characters and animes are white.
But they weren't smoking weed though.
Maybe they weren't. Maybe that could have been the problem.
See, okay, so there's a thing. The problem. See, there is hope, though, because, like, in China, like, if, like maybe 10, 15 years ago, there was, like, China, like, asked all these, like, engineers from America, like, people that had invented shit.
Oh,
like,
help us. What, you like, big, when you big were, penis. Like, big American
up, like,
penis.
What was they, like, wanted to, like, create, a culture where, like, people would be innovators and create shit.
Mm-hmm.
So... they asked like a lot of engineers and shit here, like, hey, you've invented shit. What were the kind of things you listened to and looked at and watched and read when you were a kid? And they were just like sci-fi. So then after that, like the Chinese government was like, okay, we're going to endorse science fiction like at home. And like, they like allowed the publishing of like all these science fiction books.
Yeah, yeah.
They like,
made Voltron.
They yeah. Like,
well, that's Japanese.
But, yeah, it's Japanese. But like, they started like
same doing, devil
like promoting like domestic sci-fi authors and stuff like that. So there's actually like this like new wave of like Chinese like sci-fi that's been happening
in
the past couple years. But like, part of it is like, so people will in China will grow up with that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm thinking, China gets jealous of our like music and artists.
Yeah,
and they'll be like, "So what did you do when you were growing up?" And they're like, "I smoked a lot of weed."
Yeah,
and so China's like, "Darn."
Yeah, no, we can't do that. What else did you do? I listened to Young Thug. Okay, well, we don't have that here.
I'm going to Singapore, bro.
Bro, you will get tricked. Traps are there, bro.
I'm. Is it a trap if I'm welcoming it?
Singapore.
All right. All right.
There's like this building called the Four Floors of Whores, and it's Singapore's red light district. And I'll be honest, looks pretty interesting.
The Four Floors of Whores.
The Four Floors of Whores, bro.
It sounds like a bonus level in like some like Japanese RPG.
I'm about to say that, like Ray, you need to go down your Bender costume and just be like, oh, I'm here, baby.
But the thing is, in Singapore, like, possession like of drugs is like punishable by death.
Is it really?
Yeah, and they will kill you for having drugs.
Oh yeah, yeah, I guess so. Shit.
Yeah.
I guess
Singapore is like a military dictatorship.
Oh, okay. But they have traps.
What?
Yeah.
They have traps there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What do you mean by traps?
You know what I mean by traps.
Thirst traps?
No.
Oh, what?
The lady boys.
Thailand.
Oh, I like this guy. Okay.
I thought it was Singapore also. I thought they had
comment in this video is a guy going.
Thailand.
Oh, for sure.
Where it's like really prevalent.
I got tricked last week. My little brother, he, him and his boyfriend, they came down to it was like this past weekend or whatever. They were going to Parliament House for like something that was going on over there or whatever. And he showed me a picture of like, you know, him, his boyfriend, like a couple of the girls. And he's like, oh, what you think about this one? I'm like, oh, she looked kind of bad. And he's like, he starts smiling at me. And I'm like, what? And he's like, he keeps smiling. I'm like, fuck you.
That's fine to just be like.
He had big titties. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it looks good.
Like, at this point, I've gotten to like,
yeah,
I've gotten
like,
to like,
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, like, I've gotten to the point where I'm like,
if
I don't
you look
care,
good,
bro.
You look good.
I'm like, yo, she's fucking fine as fuck.
Yeah. Okay,
and
but
like,
oh,
she has got a dick. And I'm like, that'll ruin it for me. But I can still appreciate the fact
that
is a beautiful looking woman.
Yeah, it's a compliment to the chef. Did a good job.
Yeah, did a great fucking job.
It's like, you know, it's like, it might not be your cup of tea, but all the power to you, you know?
Now, like, how mad would you
listen,
get?
If it's post-op, I don't know.
Post-op?
I might just be fucking.
You got to see what it looks like first.
Yeah, that's true. Because
they'll either have a feminine penis or a very masculine vagina. So.
How do you have a masculine vagina?
You know.
Very muscly vagina.
It looks like the predator mouth.
Yeah. Not dead ass.
Like mandibles.
Not dead ass. My friend AJ, he used to live in this place called the Trans House, and they have like this trans flag, which I didn't know what the trans flag looked like until I went to that house. But his roommate was this girl, or I guess she's a guy now. She was still transitioning. She's taking hormones and shit. But if you look at her, she kind of looked like you a little bit, right? Actually, a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not talking shit. But she kind of did look like you a little bit. But like, she was like just shorter and just kind of like stockier and shit. But like, she still had like tits. And like one time I smoked with her, and she was like, "You want to see it?" And I'm like, "What?"
You told me the story.
Yeah. Bro, it's weird, man.
Very masculine vagina.
Very masculine vagina, bro.
That vagina told me what bro. Football team to bet on.
Because like
that vagina's got a booming voice,
bro. Bro, because like it looks like a regular pussy kind of still. Like I guess the clit is a little bit more. It's way more pronounced, mm-hmm. and like when she gets it hard, it like sticks out. Mm-hmm. So it kind of looks like a thumb,
like an angry nub.
Yeah, just mm-hmm.
like a very aggressive vagina.
And she would fuck her girlfriend with it.
Oh, nice! Yeah. Fuck yeah! Yeah, that's
crazy.
Awesome.
That's insane. Yeah. Life is crazy, bro. All
right,
I'm gonna cut my dick off.
Have you heard the thing about? Like,
I feel protected
like,
by this vagina.
There's like been like this year like
this vagina looks
over, like
a provider.
A trans women in Florida have been murdered.
Wait, they've been murdered? Trans women?
Yeah.
By who?
Florida, over the course of the year.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
Wait, what are the situations, though? Because, like, certain situations, I'm kind of like, all right, you can't be tricking people.
It was like, I don't know. But it was like, I don't know, like, violent shit.
Yeah. Which, like, that's never cool.
Like, in, like, Central and North Florida.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was just weird, like, no one talks about it. You know?
Well, like it's only a problem if like were they minorities though? That's the real question. Exactly.
And
yeah.
Then, like,
yeah. That's
and
that's
then like the newspaper, like the police department reported it at like would report them all as like man dressed as woman killed. Like,
it sounds kind of funny though.
Yeah. Well, it's like
man dressed as
then,
woman
like,
murdered.
The newspapers like because like newspapers they're
God
like,
hates
AP,
this.
Associated Press like mm-hmm. puts out like a style book every year,
yeah.
And they have like a procedure for like reporting on that shit, where it's like, no, you say you don't like if you're not sure about the gender, you don't misgender. You say the body and like there's all this.
I
like,
guess
stuff
to make yeah.
formal about it, and like all the new local newspapers have just been like
this trans
man
nigga
dressed as woman, and it's like oh fuck
yeah.
But anyway, so like the Orlando Weekly is like the only paper that like has mentioned it.
Well, like they're very progressive over there.
Yeah, they are. They're
like,
cool.
My little brother, he told me about some situations where he had like some friends who, you know, who they cross dress and shit, and like they would try to like, you know, sell their pussy and to dudes, thinking that like the guys would be like, oh, I'm about to fuck this bitch, you know, I'm about to fuck this prostitute, and
mm-hmm.
then it's like, oh no, it's a dude, and then they get their ass beat.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real thing that happens. You know,
that's not cool though.
It ain't cool,
no,
but
yeah,
it's like at the same
cool.
time, it's like don't lie to these. Like, all right, they're paying you money.
Yeah,
why lie, nigga? Like,
yeah.
like, don't do that. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Guess,
it's like going to a restaurant. And you're like, dude, like, I asked for a steak
also,
and they
like,
give you a
don't
foot.
Beat people up.
Yeah,
you know, and
that's true.
Like,
I mean, if you're ready, if you're like, okay, if you're ready in the midst of illegal prostitution, beating people up,
it's not gonna help.
Like,
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, also, like, but like a lot of trans women like that are from like impoverished households and
mm-hmm.
stuff. Like that's the only thing that they can do, really.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of it.
No, I think I work at Walmart too. I've seen a couple of them at Walmart hanging around.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it's like a lot of places won't hire somebody that you know is obviously
yeah.
transitioning. Or
that's
something,
true.
You know,
yeah.
Like, there's a lot of it where
like insurance and shit like that,
you know,
and then like, oh, are you having like, are you mad because
like,
you're going through like hormones
get,
and shit?
Good luck like getting an office job or something.
Nah,
like they're not like allowed to discriminate.
What if you get grandfathered
like,
in?
I mean, actually, they're probably legally allowed to discriminate depending on what state it is.
Yeah,
but
probably.
On top of it,
Alabama.
It's like it's really easy. For just like an office, like the HR person, just be like, I was a little uncomfortable. I'm not going to hire the person.
Right.
You know, and it's like, and it's yeah. So I don't know. It fucking sucks.
Now what if a trans person beat you up, Steven? Then what?
I don't know. I mean, if anybody beats me up, I probably, like, deserved it.
Nah, all right. Never mind. Next,
I don't
next
know.
Topic.
Oh, my God. God damn it. Like, I'm not going to get into, like, a situation.
Sometimes people get their ass beaten and they don't deserve it, Steven.
Yeah, Steven.
Yeah,
then
but,
what?
Like, I've been really good at avoiding, like, physical altercations my whole life.
That's true.
Like, I'm a very, like, you guys know me. Like, when shit gets weird, like,
yeah.
I leave.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I am, like, one of the first people out the door.
That's
like,
true.
Like, when I see that shit's going sideways.
When shit
like,
gets weird, Steven is not here.
No. Yeah.
If shit's weird, I won't be there.
Nuh-uh.
Mm-hmm. Do I miss out a lot on some cool shit? Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that I'm more than happy I wasn't there.
You're like the human condom of, like, conflict. You're like, oh, I'm protected. I'm leaving. I know I was going with that.
All right. Yeah, that's fine. 40% Javaris. Look, 40%.
I'm at 32 right now.
32% Javaris.
32%.
He's freezing because it's Fahrenheit.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Never mind. I'm sorry. All right, we're at like an hour. If you
so does Amsterdam
wanna,
still
you
have legal prostitution?
Tired.
I'm just hungover.
I've been like on YouTube.
I'm gonna say yeah. Ray's been doing everything
like,
else except for.
Come on, Ray. You can't fucking be on the phone the whole time.
I've been
like,
chiming in. I've been starting conversations too.
Yeah, and then
I've been chiming
me,
in. I'm pretty good at it.
Me and Javaris try and finish them up, and we're not good at that.
I had a good
yeah,
couple
I'm definitely
jokes
not.
Too.
Yeah.
I need to get fucking upset about
okay.
shit.
Okay.
All right, Steve. All right,
maybe
what,
we should make a list of shit that we should talk about on the
like,
pod.
Save things
we did
for
do
the pod.
We did do the mark
bit,
thing,
but
then
I
we
think,
didn't. We never like marked anything down.
I don't remember anything.
And don't read any of the tweets from today because there's some shit. What? That should not be repeated. All right, I think we're done.
No.